The Angels at home trying to salvage the final game of their series against the Rays. We pick it up 1-0. Halos leading it in the sixth. The man on third, one out, Martin Maldonado facing Chris Archer.
And he is around the bun, and he drops it out near the mound, but it's fielded by Archer, who throws to the plate, and it's late. Wow, it looked like Simmons was going to be out easily, but Archer flicked the ball to the plate, and safe coming in on that squeeze will be Simmons. It's 2-0 Angels. And this ball is hit well into right field, and it is going to go. Little doubt about that one. That ball was blasted out to the bleachers there, way beyond the out-of-town scoreboard. Logan Morrison has just hit a two-run homer, and just like that, this game is tied up. 2-2 game, bottom of the eighth. Here's the pitch on Crone, and he swings at this one, lifts it in the air, hits it well down the right field side, out by the short wall. That one is out of here. First pitch that Crone sees. Pinch hit, two-run homer. Angels are back on top. It's now 4-2. So Bud Norris in a little bit of trouble after he got the first batter out. The next two have had hits. Runners at the corners. The pitch, that's a shot up the middle, and that's going to get a run home. They'll have runners at first and second. It's now a 4-3 ball game. Here's the pitch. This one is chopped to short, fielded by Simmons. Second for one, relay to first. It's in time, and the ball game is over. The Angels hold on and win it. Simmons, after that play, he did a drop kick of his glove like he was a punter out there. He was so excited.
Bud Norris hangs on for his 14th save as the Angels snap a two-game skid, winning at 4-3. Parker Bridwell, a no decision, allowing two runs in six and a third frame, striking out eight. The Rays' four-game winning streak is snapped. The Angels snap a two-game skid. Manager Mike Socia spoke after.
Bud made some good pitches. Sometimes you've got to give the other club some credit. All those guys, Longoria, Morrison, those guys... hit the ball hard, put it in play, Souza. And when push came to shove, he made a big pitch on Beckham to get the double play ball. But, Bud made some good pitches, and those guys laid off a couple tough ones and hit the ball hard and, got the rally going. He was in the zone and in good spots in the zone. Changed speeds well. A little uncharacteristic, maybe to strike out eight, but he had everything working. It really looked good going into the seventh. Pitch count was down. It was a little hot, but he looked like he was maintaining his stuff and made a couple mistakes early, and they tied the game. Park did a great job. Well, it's the only thing a young pitcher can do is keep putting his best foot forward as he gets opportunities, and Parker's done that, so we're happy to give him the ball. Well, it's big for us, first of all. It's a huge hit, and hopefully it's something that CJ can carry some momentum with. He's, he never has really gotten on track this year. And for him to just come out there and put a good swing like that, it's gave us a big lift.
How difficult is it for a guy that hasn't seen a pitch?
It's tough. It's tough, not easy. I think he had a good plan up there. He's been working very hard, trying to stay sharp. He got a pitch that he could put some good wood on, and he did, but it's not easy to do.
Is this sort of a tricky situation with Crone and Valbuena both need a bat to get hot when you're trying to struggle to
do it? Well, we saw Luis, and hopefully the last week with Luis, he's looks like he's starting to turn the corner on some things. We hope he's had some good at bats. With CJ, no doubt it's tough for any player, but let alone a young player. It's used to playing every day to get in there, maybe get in there 2 days a week. Right now, that's what we're presented with, and he's going to have to make the most of his opportunities. Yeah, he looked like he was getting a little bit sick, and he threw up a little bit out there, just water. But as we got out there, he said he had drank a lot of water trying to, you know, pre-hydrate trying to beat it because it was hot out there, and just got a little bit sick, but he was fine. I don't know if you can say throw, you know, throw up's the right terminology. What should I say? He, that's even worse. I think upchuck makes a lot, probably a little clearer. Maybe the you know, blonde hair and the, you know, some subtleties there, but as far as the way they're pitched, I don't know if I'm seeing that many similarities. Weave was so much far across his body, and, you know, had just an ability to you know, to use that deception. One thing I will say with Parker, I think he gets creative out there like Jared did, and I think he, you know, he can make that cutter a little bigger, a little smaller. Same with the changeup, take a little more off, fade it, hit his spots. He's a pitcher and he understands that. So I hope he can have the type of career that that Jared have. That would be incredible. And maybe their pitchability, there's some similarities, but, you know, their stuff is a little different.
CJ Krohn with the clutch pinch hit two-run homer in the eighth to give the Angels the victory. He talked to the media afterwards.
I mean, the pitchers did a great job. They kept us in it all day, and fortunately we got a couple there late, and it was good enough, so it was a good win.
And speaking of the pitching, Parker Bridwell has been an arm you guys can depend on. So Bridwell has been an arm you guys have to depend on. What kind of boost has he given this team?
I mean, he's working fast. He has great tempo, and he's throwing strikes. It's easy to play defense behind that, and he's throwing the ball very well, and tonight was just another example of it.
And something that's not easy is to come in and hit a pinch hit, two-run home run to solidify this game. What did you see, and what did you get?
Just a first-pitch fastball. I mean, I wanted to be aggressive. I haven't had an at-bat in a little bit, and I wanted to make it worth it. So I got a good pitch to hit, and thankfully it went out.
Up next, the Angels begin a series at home against the Nationals on Tuesday.